Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the downtown San Francisco, California studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Yeah, that's right, that's what I said. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with, thank you for keeping us and our allies safe. And I know that the video games are very important to our troops, both home and abroad, because that brings a little home cooking to you. If you get a chance to call, we'd love to hear from you. Here are the phone numbers. If you are domestic, live radio, or Mexico or Canada, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, and that's not serendipity, we meant to say play, 7529, 1-800-878-7529. Overseas, 0-0-800-878-7800-878-PLAY. This really is live radio today. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving the show. I am in the studio, so we got twitch.tv going. Already got viewers tuned in. Already have a question. What games are you playing this week, Rick, from Machine Guns 1? I'll answer that. What about you? What are you playing? What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What's lame? What's hella good? Remember, games get all hyped up in this golden age of video games, and sometimes they're just not that good, even with all the money in production and the voice acting and the pixelations that go into it. I judge games on one criterion. If it's fun, we will play it. If it's not, we won't. That's basically it. All right. We will give away a brand new game at 40 after, as we always do. Just use the email address rick@sportsbyline.com. We stream along to sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Also, I'll let you know what's new this week and new releases. And we are on Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Honk your horns, all my semis out there, and sbnationlive.com as well. It is the Video Game Review. We only have an hour, so get on in and get on back.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Then thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Downtown San Francisco, Sports Byline USA Home Studios, SB Nation, Sirius XM 211, AFN, I'm a FAN of the troops. What you got? TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, twitch.tv, search for Sports Byline. As I said in the chat, stream chat, Machine Guns One said, "What games are you playing this week, Rick?" Well, thank you for the question. And got my hands on The Quarry. And it's when you go through your first playthrough, I think you're going to have a lot of fun with it. It's clearly made for people who love horror movies. It builds your attention and atmosphere and gets you invested by asking you to make decisions, very small decisions that will guide the teenage cast, and of course this is all fodder by the time, and then the blood starts flying, and then the choices start feeling more and more disastrous, and then it kind of becomes impossible to put down at some point. But you follow the story of nine camp counselors, where the CIT so piteous, they get stuck in the woods at the end of the summer, and what are you going to do? You're going to throw one last party, right? Something stalking them from the tree line, because of course there always is. And, you know, I was just looking through what IGN had to say about it as well. I was looking at some other reviews. It's just, you know, it's got those horror plots, the tropes, if you like. And the people at Supermassive Games, you know, tried to make everything connect as well. It's upstate New York. It's called Hackett's Quarry, and initially designed to look pretty nice at first. And then it starts to get a little more ominous. And you play as each of the count counselors, all nine of them. At one point, you take them over. They're all about an hour each. And you can influence how things play out through exploration and, you know, your conversations, if-then statements, so to speak, in the old basic days, stealth, simple combat. There are a lot of accessibility options built into the quarry that let you adjust the difficulty as well. There's a movie mode that lets the story play out within any interactivity at all. But, you know, while you'll see most of that is in the movie mode, you'll miss some major events too if you want. But the thing is that I'm never interested in games that take the controller out of my hands. I'm not a big fan of the Naughty Dog games like Drake's Fortune or Last of Us. I just sort of feel like I'm an observer, and every once in a while it'll say, press X to put up ladder. I put up ladder. Hold left to remove ladder, and then it's 10 more minutes of a cinematic. And everyone's like, oh, what an amazing game. I don't want a movie. I want a video game. And so many video game companies and developers are trying to make movies. And they spend a lot of money on voice actors. And would Fallout 3 been any less good without Liam Neeson? No, it still would have been just as awesome. Was it cool that it was Liam Neeson? Yeah. Bethesda likes to spend a lot of money. I remember years ago, I was at the Game Developers Conference here in San Francisco. I went to a Bethesda meeting, and Pete Hines, who had been in the show, he was in this hotel room, and there was about five of us, and he was showing this dungeon crawler, which ended up not being a big hit, and it had this great voice acting. And he says, by the way, the acting you're hearing right now, the voice acting, those are placeholders. We're going to get Hollywood stars. We're going to get real people. I remember thinking, why don't you just save your money? I mean, do you buy a game because, oh, it's Liam Neeson? I mean, maybe somebody do. But when you look at who's voicing whom in this game, Abigail Bligh is the character voiced by Ariel Winter, and you'll know her from Modern Family. Bobby Hackett is voiced by Ethan Suplee, who I remember mostly from My Name is Earl. Of course, David Arquette plays the sheriff. Now, this is the thing, too. They make these characters look like the actors. So Chris Hackett, voiced by David Arquette. Of course, you know him, probably a lot of you, from the Scream franchise. And Constance Hackett is voiced by Lynn Shay. Lynn Shay, I had on my show a few years ago. She was the old lady that played Magda in Something About Mary. She was in those Farrelly Brothers movies. You might remember her in Kingpin when Woody Harrelson looks in the rearview mirror and she's doing that between her fingers. Yeah. I actually asked her, I go, how many times when you walk down the street does somebody go, she says, a lot. But she was also in The Grudge and Insidious and Darkness Falls, The Call. She's got that little horror thing. And then there are actors, I don't even know who they are, like Daniel Lanivi in the game. The character is voiced by Miles Robbins. Miles Robbins was in a movie called Blockers, which I missed. Eliza Vores is voiced by Grace Zabriskie, who is, you might remember from Twin Peaks or Wild at Heart, Armageddon, Ray Donovan. Emma Mountainback in the game is voiced by Halston Sage. She's from Goosebumps. I don't know her. I also don't know Zach Tinker, who voices Jacob Custis. He's from The Days of Our Lives. But I certainly know who Lance Hendrickson is. He does Jedediah. He looks like Jedediah. He's right there. You think about Aliens, The Terminator, The Right Stuff, all that. Brenda Song, I do know her. She plays Caitlin Kaa. They try to make him look as much as they can from that. She was in The Social Network and some other stuff. Siobhan Williams, she's in the Doom franchises. She plays Laura Kearney. And then Max Brinley is the character who is voiced by Skylar Gisondo. And it looks exactly like him, right down to all his freckles, who you would remember from the Spider-Man movies. And also I know him from the Righteous Gemstones. He plays a Gideon. He's been in a lot of stuff. He's been in Licorice Pizza as well. Justice Smith from Detective Pikachu. These are younger actors. I do know Ted Raimi. He's plays Travis Hackett. And he was in Evil Dead, Dark Man, and Intruder as well. But what I'm getting at here is that the Quarry did everything they could to make sure that they would have actors who looked like they're real people, and then got those people to do them. But the Quarry is supposed to have this lighter tone from Supermassive, and you know, it's sort of like the movie within the movie. And if the characters in the Quarry don't actually act like they're in a horror movie, there is some detachment behind it. But I think this game is worth playing once. But if you can compare it to Until Dawn, it's not the same thing. I mean, if you're into a solid script performed by Hollywood actors, that's great. But if you don't like a slow-moving story, anticlimactic conclusions, then maybe it might feel more of a pain as well. But The Quarry is available now, PC, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, rated M for mature, intense violence, blood and gore, strong language, mild sexual themes, rated M17 plus. The Quarry, worth a playthrough. That's what I'm playing, Machine Guns 1. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now.
with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle coming to you from Sports Byline USA, downtown San Francisco studios. We only have an hour all week to talk video games, so feel free to get in. And 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. You can email me, rick at sportsbyline.com. You can tweet at me, at Rick Tittle, as I enunciate my T's. Not Nick Nipple or Dick Little. It's Rick Tittle. And also the stream chat on Twitch. You can make a comment there as well. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game, and we will get to the new releases this week as well. Well, when you think about how there was no E3 this year, which is usually, you know, we get all geared up from it, and we did have, though, the Summer Game Fest Play Days event in Los Angeles. And it was mostly a virtual affair. There were a lot of trailers for games that may or may not launch in the next year, year and a half, as usual, right? But as we are drawing closer to convention preview normality, it is pretty cool that at least we have that. And after having a couple of virtual, that was the first casualty for me, was the Game Developers Conference in March of 2020, when a couple of overseas companies said, we're not going to come because of the pandemic. And at that time, like one person in Santa Clara and one person in Seattle had COVID. And then Google and Sony, and they all pull out. And I'm like, oh, come on. You're going to ruin the GDC for this. And then the next year it was virtual. This year they had it, but it really was not even half what it once was. But we're getting there. And you may have already seen some highlights of games like Street Fighter VI, which looks really fun. Sonic Frontiers, which is a little more weird, but seems promising as well. But, and look, there were some of the world's biggest developers and publishers, mostly because a lot of their games have been pushed to 2023, believe it or not. And it was sort of like when I went to the GDC and there was no Sony, there was no Nintendo, and there was no Microsoft. You still had work in Switzerland, work in Spain. You know, you had those, which was different. Cuphead. The delicious last course. I'll get it right. I used to say Jose Canesco when he got called up. It was Canseco. Canesco sounded easier to say. I also used to say the Sonic Hedgehog because that sounded much more easier than saying Sonic the Hedgehog. The Sonic Hedgehog? I mean, come on. Doesn't that sound better? Cuphead, the delicious last course. This is going to release on PC, Xbox, both systems, PS4 and Switch, and Steam, Nintendo eShop, and others. This is a DLC pack, $7.99. And people who love Cuphead are going to like it. There's a new playable character named Ms. Chalice and is available as a charm that one player can equip at any time. She comes with a few novice-friendly perks. You know, an additional point of health, a double jump, being able to parry. It's also a forward dash, a somersault. When you somersault, you're invincible. But the new abilities weren't necessarily imperative in the new boss battle, which is still pretty hard to do. But it's a new campaign from the producer, Maria Moldenauer, and 7 bosses, 2 platforming levels, and this will be more like the standard game, but there'll be many hand-drawn backgrounds and frames of animation that were different than the regular campaign. So if you love your Cuphead, you're going to do that. I remember playing college football. If you fell asleep, they'd make you a Cuphead. It was a different kind of Cuphead. F1 2022. PC, Xbox, Series X and S, Xbox One, PS4, PS5. This is coming out on June 28th. And this is EA with Codemasters, and they hosted a F1 2022 gameplay demo to show off the new feature, which is VR. And the Codemaster producers on site did confirm that the combined brain trust has matured enough to, yes, add that VR mode. And thanks to contributions to those who worked on Dirt Rally and maybe Drive Club VR. Drive Club VR was from Evolution Studios, but that was acquired by Codemasters a few years ago. But with a Quest 2 headset, it's a very cool, in the straightaways, it's very cool. But there were some particle-filled clouds that will make your view out and it'll make your frame rate tumble. This is kind of after a spin out as well, but it looks pretty cool. The steering wheel is like something. The steering wheel looks more like a joystick, to tell you the truth, than a what you might think would be a traditional steering wheel. Also, Animal Well. We saw that trailer too, PS5 and PC. This is coming early next year. And, when you think about Seek adventure games or platforming Metroidvanias, sometimes we just sort of throw these labels on and they can mean anything. Lovecraftian, Metroidvania. Well, I mean, there's just... when you look at games like Hollow Knight or Axiom Verge or Cave Story, are we getting sick of those games? I'm not. But Animal Well is trying to surpass those games. And there are some really beautiful renderings of pixel art in this. It's a one designer, one programmer, one artist. He did it from scratch. And lighting and physics models, very impressive. It's a 16-bit aesthetic, I should say. When you watch it, it's nostalgia as well. I think when these games look nostalgic, they still have to deliver awesome gameplay as well. It's definitely got a PC look to it, even though it's 16 bits, but Animal Well asks your players to focus on a lot of tricky maneuvers, a lot of puzzle solving, a lot of hidden path discovery. They got to unravel the mysteries. And instead of yielding weapons, you got a blob. That's your hero. And he's got to make the most of his items like firecrackers. You got to toss them into crevices and other unreachable places. But very good control in this game. And right now it just says early 2023, so I know that's a bit vague. Time Flies. This is PS4, Switch, PC, and Mac. No release date yet. But think about this. You always say, come up with a new game. You're a housefly. You're a housefly. Your life is 77 seconds. What are you going to do? It's a hand-drawn, low-res. You only use your analog stick, and Time Flies doesn't include tasks that can be completed to unlock the next step. It's sort of like the housefly version of Untitled Goose Game, because in each house, Time Flies comes with a list of handwritten tasks that you have to complete. So waiting for more for more details of this game. But I've always said in the past that I don't like games with a clock, you know, like a Majora's Mask. That just caused me extra anxiety. You now have, or the other things, that, like one of those levels, those over-the-shoulder third-person games where it's like, keep this prisoner alive, this person alive, this president alive, and it just shows somebody walking down the street and everything's coming at it. And I don't mean like Robotron, Robot Ron, not like that, but just, you know, these that causes me a little extra anxiety. But every year at the GDC, when I go to the Independent Games Awards and you see countless games, like, I'm different, look at me, look at me. And almost all of them are different, but they're not fun. And this is why they never go anywhere. And I'm not being harsh. I've never designed one video game. I came up with one, but I never designed one. Which one was it, Rick? Mega Man Soccer on the 8-bit NES. That was me. But I don't see your credit. It was me. I love a game that is completely original, and then it's also fun. You know, I was just talking about Cuphead, which is a perfect example of that. And then there are some games where they think it's really original and it's not fun, and that would be like a Super Meat Boy for me. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, this is great. We all have our own. To me, that's just a Bonk ripoff. Remember Bonk on the TurboGrafx-16? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But we're going to a break, and when we come back, I'm going to give away a brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
Rise with your gaming.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Going to give away a brand new game here in just a second. If you want to call up and be involved in the show, you can. It's a toll-free line. Tarek on the other side of the glass, poised like a jungle cat to put you on the air, coiled up like a serpent. 1-800-878-PLAY. The game I'm giving away is called Mother Gunship Forge. This just came out 3 days ago. It's a PC game from Terrible Posture Games. That's a funny name for a developer. Have you noticed, like, every microbrew has to be, like, you know, Stinky Dog Brewery? Everything has to be funny now, or at least an attempt at humor. Anyway, Mother Gunship Forge. My question is, and send me the answer, second correct answer wins the game. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Mother Gunship Forge, is this a game about guns, or is this a game about baking? Once again, is this a game about guns or baking? Mother Gunship Forge. Let me give you the summary. Rated E10 plus fantasy violence. Mother Gunship will have you frantically constructing and upgrading guns in a first-person bullet hell environment, only now in VR. Eventually you take on, yes, the Mother Gunship, developed and published by Terrible Posture Games. And as I mentioned, this is VR, so this is PC. You can also use Meta Quest as well. Meta Quest, Meta, of course, was Facebook. I never met a quest I didn't like, right? Right. Okay. Getting back to some of the best games from the event in LA, Immortality, Xbox and PC, and it's hard to tell whether we should call Sam Barlow a video game maker or a filmmaker at this point. When you think about her story and telling lies, it's a lot of filmed real-life footage. Immortality's twist is that players start with only one piece of tape and they got to discover more clips from three more films. And then you have a half hour to flip through the game's video and film footage. Not my type of game, but very interesting. A Little to the Left. This is coming out, they say, in the autumn. PC, Mac, your phones, iOS, Android, and the Switch. And a little to the left, a lot of hand-drawn objects on the screen. The players have to figure out what to do with them. And a picture frame appears hanging crooked on the wall. Use the mouse to nudge it into alignment. Puzzle solved. See? Stuff like that. Birth. Birth revolves around similar object placement puzzles, but they weave together to tell a story. Yeah. Once again, for your phones and the Switch. Desta, The Memories Between, they have announced that it'll be available for the PC through Steam and then other platforms, in quotes, if you want. This is coming from Netflix. Remember, Netflix bought some studios. They want to be players in this. Now, some people think Desta, The Memories Between, is a stupid name. I'm not going to judge a book by its cover or a game by its name. But this is a game with XCOM-like tactics. And, you know, you move your squad members around a battlefield in a turn-based fashion, RTS, you know, real-time strategy, you procure, you throw a limited number of basically dodgeballs. That got shown. Thirsty suitors. Yeah, what could that mean? I'll have my second call upon yours. Remember 4 years ago, Falcon Age? Well, they have returned. It's a Persona-type quest game with a new genre abbreviation, a SARPIG, South Asian role-playing game. This is according to them. And it's got a lot of cultural South Asian things built in. This is all according to Chandana Ika Ekanyake, saying that family scrutiny, relationships, sexuality, personal journeys toward autonomy. If you're into that, Beer and Breakfast, very cute looking PC and Switch game. It's a hotel management simulator. It's basically Animal Crossing and Harvest Moon as a ripoff, except you scavenge a post-apocalyptic countryside where animals are more common than humans. Kind of a little sim type of way to it. Escape Academy. This is the last one I'll do. It's a two-player co-op escape room, and it's pretty cool because you do split screen. There is a help button in case you can't get out. A lot of 3D environments, first person. You got to collaborate how to solve some puzzles as well. So these are some of the games. As I mentioned, there's no E3, but we did get the Summer Games Fest, and we got to see some stuff. We also found out this week about NCAA football. Remember, it was the announcement in February they were bringing back NCAA football, the college football video game. And since the announcement, NIL have made things actually easier for EA, as the NCAA can no longer govern the financial compensation, name, image, likeness, NIL. And after all, the reason the game was shut down in 2014, because of the Ed O'Bannon case with a basketball game, where he turned it on and I remember they had that federal case in Oakland. He said, well, I see myself, but I didn't get paid for this. And now we're in the Wild West. But we have found out, this is the quote from EA Sports. EA's aim to release a standalone college football game in July of 2023. Allowing for the two-year game development window necessary for collecting game assets and developing gameplay to meet the current market demands for a unique college football game while following NCAA guidelines. And by the way, that sucks that we don't have it going into this season. But I understand. I'd rather have it done right than for it to stink. Now, if for some reason EA cannot secure some sort of CBA with the players, which is another thing, they said, in the very unlikely event that EA is unable to secure player likenesses, the video game is still scheduled to publish, but it will not include every single FBS program. According to the 2021 memo, such a game would also not include the ability to edit rosters. You remember that? Just change the name to whoever you want. Remember Barry Bonds said, take me out of that game? You know, you look at Pro Evo Soccer. Oh, we have Barcelona and we have Arsenal. Who else? Some others. It's like when I was a kid and you buy a football card and the helmet was blank, or a baseball card. And even in the 70s, they could Photoshop out. It wasn't called Photoshop then, obviously, but they could brush out the logo. Also this week, EA announced that they got their report back in May of video games, and I just worth bringing up because GameStop said they lost 19% from May a year ago. $3.7 billion in spending, and that was still down 19%. I wonder why. Maybe because the pandemic is not as, what can I say, pandemic-y as it was. You know, look, even before the coronavirus outbreak, there were some sales that were falling. And then when the coronavirus hit and we were all cooped up, especially, I mean, basically from spring 2020 to when the first vaccines were available to the general public in spring of 2021, whether you want to get vaxxed or not, that year, those 12 months, that's when video game sales are going through the roof. So there was going to be a little bit of backlash, right? I think so. All right, let's take a look at the new games coming out this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. And let's start off with two games who will be releasing tomorrow. Hands of Necromancy. This is a fantasy first-person Metroidvania shooter on the PC. Shinobi, an action platformer, also on the PC. Starting Tuesday, Fall Guys, Ultimate Knockout, an action party game on the Switch. Milky Way Prince, The Vampire Star. This is a visual novel adventure game on the Xbox and the Switch. This is, to me, two people working on this game. I want to call it Milky Way Prince. I want to call it The Vampire Star. Let's do both and put a colon in the middle. And then a bladder. Shadowrun Trilogy, a comp RPG Switch Xbox. Wreckfest, with a W, Wreckfest. Drive Hard, Die Last, a racing game on the Nintendo Switch. Autobahn Police Simulator 3, or should I say Autobahn Polizei Sim 3. This is an action driving open world game on your personal computer. Death Smiles 1 and Death Smiles 2 comp shoot 'em up PC. Xbox exclusive Naraka Blade Point. Also with a colon in there in a pancreas. Action Battle Royale Online. Sonic Origins, of course, compilation platformer on just about every system you can think of. The Sony ones, the Microsoft ones, and the PC. Steve Jackson Sorcery, the complete collection. And this is adventure compilation RPG, also on all the symptoms or systems. AI, the Somnium Files, Nirvana Initiative. Very anime-looking Xbox, Switch, and PlayStation 5. Another name that's way too long. AI, colon, the Somnium Files, dash, dash, Nirvana Initiative. Air Twister, this is a Mac game coming out this week. Capcom Fighting Collection, Capcom short for Captain Commando, of course. Great developer, a lot of old school games. Here, PS5, Switch, Xbox Series X and S. Fire Emblem Warriors, Three Hopes, an action game on the Switch. Madison, as in Wisconsin, an adventure horror game on the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, and the PC. Pocky and Rocky Reshrined. Gotta like that name. An action shooter on the Switch. And finally, Pokemon Snap. Welcome back, Professor Oak. This is finally available on the Nintendo Switch. Of course, a lot better than the N64 version. Why did I say 65? All right. We'll take a quick break. I will come on back and we'll do the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second on the video game review.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game
Review. All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. We always close in our customary fashion by doing a cheat code. This request comes from Shanna at Lake Tahoe. Wants to know the debug and God mode for Fallout 4 on the PC. Wow. Well, first of all, if you want to debug, your code is COC space QA. S-M-O-K-E, so C-O-C space Q-A smoke. That will debug all the items. TGM is your God mode. In other words, I would call it the God mode. TGM is one way as well. But for me, the one thing that haunts me in all Fallout games is how much weight I can carry, because I don't like to throw things out. I like to carry 9 million weapons. You can permanently modify the player's max weight by putting in player.modav or player period M-O-D-A-V space carry weight space number logo. And some people call it the pound symbol. The kids today call it a hashtag. I still call it the number symbol. Player.modav space carry weight space hashtag. But anyway... Shanna in Lake Tahoe, thanks for the emails. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Coming up next, 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.